Om Shanti. 14th of February 2019, Thursday. Today's blessing. May you be a truly loving soul and stay free from all attractions by your heart, remaining filled with the Father's love. May you be a truly loving soul and stay free from all attractions by your heart, remaining filled with the Father's love. The Father gives all the children's equal love, but children take that love according to their own capacity, yathashakti. Those who take the Father's love at the beginning of the day, at Amrit Vela, are not attracted by anyone else's love, because they have God's love in their hearts. If they do not fill their hearts fully with love, then because of having some space in their hearts, Maya attracts them with different forms of love. Therefore, be truly loving and remain filled with God's love. So Baba is saying, Baba is giving equal love to all the children. But children take that love according to their own capacities. But those children who take this love fully at the beginning of the day, that's at Amrit Vela, those who fill themselves with this divine love, then throughout the day they are not attracted by anyone else's love. Why? Because they have God's love in their heart. And if you do not fill yourself with this divine love, then what happens? There's some space, some vacant space, some space where Maya comes and sits. So Maya attracts them with different forms of love. So be truly loving and remain filled with God's love. Today is 14th of February. Which is this day? This is Valentine's Day. So this is Valentine's Day. So Baba is our Supreme Valentine, Supreme Beloved. So Baba is talking about divine love. What are the components of divine love? What are the components? What are the most essential things for divine love, without which divine love is incomplete? Or what things happen when one falls in love with God? Trust. So the first thing is faith or trust. Unwavering trust. Unflinching faith. He is our everything. And without Him, I am nothing. So such faith, so long as He is my companion, so long I am in His company, nothing can happen to me. I remain safe from all the onslaughts of Maya. So divine love means it should have 100% nishchay, faith. When He is with us, who can be against us? These are the different statements written here and there. When He is with us, what storm, what difficulties, what problems can ever assail us? Such unflinching faith in Him, that's one of the most important components of divine love. Then, what else? In this love there is no competition, okay? Even if there is a competition, it's good, very healthy and very divine competition. What else? No jealousy. He is one and is being loved by so many. But we don't feel jealous why this other person is loving him also. So there is no jealousy in this divine love. What else? It is unconditional. It is unlimited. And he accepts everyone's love unconditionally. In spite of the fact that you are having all your faults, failings, imperfections, defects. In spite of all that, he accepts you unconditionally. So that's one of the beauties of this divine love. What else? It causes divine restlessness, divine pangs of separation. The soul has the yearning to unite with the Supreme Lover. So these are the divine pangs of separation or divine unrest, divine discontent to be with him, to merge in him. So that's one of the components of divine love. What else? It's never ending. Then? It's everlasting, never ending, eternal, imperishable. This is the same. What else? This is an element of surrender. It has got 100% surrender. Divine love is incomplete without absolute surrender. So divine love means wherever he keeps me, wherever, whatever he wants, let thy will shall be done. That attitude of complete surrender unto him. So complete surrender. What else? The more you love the divine, the more you develop disinterest for all the worldly things. This body, relationships of the body, objects of the body, to have virag for them, from today's slogan. What is the slogan? Today's mudli. Then you become residents of Indraprastha. Otherwise not. When you have unlimited disinterest, you lose interest in all this worldly pleasures, sensual gratifications. So when you have divine love in your heart, automatically you move away, step away from all this worldly, material, mundane love. So virag is there, disinterest is there in divine love. What else? Components of divine love. All relationships with one. Last Sunday's Murli. Party number one. Baba had given definition of angel. Angel means who doesn't have any relationship with anyone. Who has all the relationships only with only one and one father. That's it. So divine love means all love flows towards one. It is not divided. It is undivided love. It is not shared by many. It's only for one. So such divine love. Then what else? Baba is saying, at Amrit Vela, take all the divine love. So that throughout the day, no one's love will pull you. Otherwise, if there is a vacuum, some other love will come and fill that space. So this divine love induces a sense of gratitude. We are always thankful to him. So divine love means 100% gratitude, 100% thankfulness. We are always singing and glorifying the one father, that he has given us so many things. Rather than thinking of what he has not given, our heart is filled with the sense of gratitude. Then divine love means a sense of wonder. Sense of wonder. How beautiful this is. How many dimensions it has got. And how every day it is revealed in new ways. And every day how he is helping. And how his canopy is protecting me all the time. And how he, his company I experience all the time. Where I move, he moves. The canopy of his drishti is upon me. So, there is sense of wonder. There is sense of gratitude or thankfulness in this divine love. What else? He has accepted you as you are. He didn't say, first go and do this and then come to me and then I will accept you. And one more thing, whatever you have given him, that also he has accepted. Suppose you love somebody and you gift him some pen and he says, I don't want your pen, go away. So do you feel happy or hurt? Your love is rejected by somebody. You feel unhappy. But Baba has accepted your love. It's such a beautiful thing that you give somebody a gift and that person, even if he doesn't want, even if he doesn't like, but still if he shows that yes, I love whatever you have given, so that gives you some pleasure. So Baba has accepted whatever that you have given him, and most importantly, he has accepted us. What else? And he doesn't have demand. No, he does have. So many demands he has. Do this, do that. What else? Complete purity. This divine love is 100% pure. This is not like worldly love. This love is having 100% purity. Not a trace of impurity anywhere. And that impurity in today's Murli Baba said, lust burns. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you should get the feeling that there is no poison in golden age. Lust burns. This love is 100% pure. So, only pure hearts can have such divine love in their hearts. Worldly people cannot hope to have such love. Because this love entails 100% purity. So this love is very pure. So what Baba is saying is, Father gives all the children equal love, but children take that love according to their own capacity. So we need to increase our capacity to take this love. And to increase that capacity, one has to purify oneself more and more. Those who take the Father's love at the beginning of the day, that is at Amrit Vela, are not attracted by anyone else. If you are getting attracted towards anybody throughout the day, if you feel yourself getting influenced by somebody, probably you have not filled yourself with this divine love to the hilt, completely at Amrit Vela, because they have God's love in their hearts. If they do not fill their hearts fully with love, then because of having some spaces in their heart, some space, Maya attracts them with different forms of love. And worldly love is very deceptive. Worldly love is full of expectations. And worldly love is very much possessive. And worldly love behaves as if it is divine love. It is a great deceptor, imposter. It is not what it is showing. The face is different and inside it is different. So, very difficult to know sometimes worldly love. Therefore, be truly loving and remain filled with God's love. So, these are some of the components of divine love. Divine love should be what we discussed. It should be complete faith, 100% surrender, 100% faith, 100% purity, unconditional, 100, it is eternal, it is, you have unlimited 100% disinterest in the things of the world. Then only such love can come to you. In Arabian literature, they describe 7 stages of love, which we already discussed sometimes or in the past. They describe 7 stages of love. What are they? One is, what are the 7 stages of love they describe? Nothing is working. First is known as hub. Hub. Hub means, hub means attraction. These are all Urdu words. Hub or hub. I don't know what to pronounce it. Hub. So that means attraction. You get attracted towards somebody. The second is infatuation. What did it say? UHS, something like that? Huns. That's a Urdu word. Infatuation. That's the second stage of love. You start from attraction and you progress towards infatuation. You get more and more attracted towards that person. Have a crush on somebody. That is to be infatuated. And third is ishq. That is love. That is the third stage of love. Where you really fall in love with somebody. And you don't want to think of anyone else except that person. You want to, you see only his everything good. All his specialties. He becomes the center of attraction. You just can't tolerate if somebody says anything against that person. So that is the third stage of love. The fourth stage of love after this ishq. Aqidat. Aqidat means reverence. You start respecting that person too much. Extreme respect for that person. And then ibadat. Ibadat means you start worshipping now. Earlier it was respect, but now it has become ibadat. Ibadat is you start worshipping that person. And then after worshipping, the sixth state is junoon. Obsession. You get totally obsessed with that person. So much so that you want that person anyhow. If you don't get, you are even ready for violence. That's junoon. That's obsession. And last stage is fana. Death. You die for that person. So they describe these 7 stages of love. Starting from hub, uns, ishq, aqidat, ibadat, junoon and fana. Moth. Death. So in the spiritual sense, what are these things? First, getting attracted towards the one. Divine attraction. Only for one father. Why there is divine attraction? Because he is the most beautiful person in the world. There is no one who is as haseen, as beautiful as he is. He is the most beautiful. But to realize his beauty, a lot of tapasya is needed. How to fall in love with a point of light? And how to see the beauty, ocean of beauty in the point? When you become point, that time you start feeling his love. And the greatest yoga is the yoga of Paramdham, where you are a point of light and he is a point in which there is an ocean hidden, and you start feeling at Amrit Vela that all the ocean of purity is in front of me, ocean of silence is in front of me, ocean of love is in front of me, ocean of power is in front of me, ocean of mercy, ocean of compassion is in front of me, and you start imbibing all his powers and you become as he is, become merged in him. Be ye perfect even as your Father that art in heaven is perfect. So you become, he is the ocean of perfection. So, then the divine attraction comes, hub, and then uns is infatuation. What is infatuation? These college girls and boys, they get infatuated with each other, you know. First they get attracted and then try to make friendship with them. A boy tries to make friendship with a girl. And that's a little ahead stage. First they get attraction. In attraction they may not talk. They might keep in mind and then they will devise ways and means to go and talk with that person. And then they get infatuated. Infatuated means now they don't think of anyone else. They want, this person is better. So there is a extended attraction. There is a superadded attraction with superadded force. So that's infatuation. But it is always temporary. It is there today and tomorrow it is. If it is broken, they may get infatuated and attracted by some other person. So it's not permanent. And that's a speciality of infatuation. It is long-lasting, short-lasting. Then you progress ahead and you start having love. That's ishq. That's little higher. That's here, it's not just about bodily attraction. Infatuation has got a strong physical component. One never gets infatuated as a person who is ugly. The criteria for that is that person has to be beautiful, physically beautiful, infatuation. For love, physical beauty is there, but it doesn't have too much importance. Person may love a person, another person who is not at all beautiful, but her nature, his nature is beautiful. So it has got, it slightly rises above body. It has got, doesn't have that physical component too much. But yes, it does have physical component. It's less likely that somebody falls in love with a person who is very ugly. It doesn't happen. So these are all some levels of body consciousness in these levels. Here in spirituality, Allah for Baba is the absolute, is the ultimate, is the final. And we love him not because it doesn't have body. So it has, this love has nothing to do with body. This is, love is operating completely at a different platform. This is the super divine love. The highest, the supreme. And you compare this love with other loves of the world. And then you realize what I have got by loving human beings. Frustration, deception, sorrow, hurt, shattering of expectations. This is what I have got. But in spite of that, we don't stop to love. We again and again fall in the same trap. And that is the that is the misfortune of human beings, to commit the same mistake again and again, not realizing that these worldly love are never fulfilling. They never fill the mind with deep satisfaction. They always cause discontent. They always cause worldly restlessness, uneasiness. Still we keep on holding to that love. Then the next step is reverence. You start respecting that person too much. When you realize how beautiful Baba is, when you realize what he has done for me, your respect for him increases. And respect for him increases means respect for his yajna, respect for his divine family, respect for his murli, respect for every word he has spoken increases. Whatever he has spoken, whatever he has said, every line of murli becomes the nectar for you. That's the real reverence, akidat. And then there is a ibadat. Ibadat means now you start worshipping only. He is the supreme object of your worship. In the Gyan Marg we don't do worship, that's a Bhakti Marg. But our worship means extreme respect. To follow him, his Srimad, is the respect, is the worship. That is the bhakti here, in one way. Then, obsession, junoon. Your mind is filled only with him, nothing else. That is what Baba says, lagan mein magan, lost in love. Obsession means, here in spirituality, lost in love. And last, death, fana. You are ready to die for him. And you already died. And without this death, this Brahmin life is not possible. You already died. So what is the need to fear? In last Sunday's Murli, while talking with Punjab group, Baba said, oh, do you fear death? You already did. What to fear? So death means death of previous birth, death of previous sanskars, habits, addictions, body consciousness, sensitivity, previous disturbances, previous guilt consciousness, previous impurity, previous mistakes, previous blunders. Then the greatest blunders are those which we have committed after coming in Gyan. And the greatest guilt consciousness is induced by all those instances of impurity which were committed after coming in Gyan. They induce great sense of insecurity, great senses of guilt consciousness. So, these are some of the steps of divine love. So at Amrit Vela, what one has to do? Take dharan karo. Take all the divine love. Fill the soul with that divine love. So that throughout the day, none is going to attract you. If somebody is attracting me throughout the day, I need to work. I need to work on Amrit Vela. And what is the way to have best Amrit Vela? Tell one method. Yes. Sleep early. The effort is not to get up early. The effort is to sleep early. What time? 9 to 9:30. That's it. If you sleep at 9, then you will be able to get up at 2 or 2:15. Because it is old habit. It's an old habit. 9:30 or at the most before 10 or 9:45. When you don't have other work. But the thing is that this night time is dangerous. 100 attractions are created just before sleep. And we have, our mind tends to deceive us. Let me do this, let me do that, let me do this. So best thing, and best habit to form is to sleep as early as possible. And even if you don't sleep early sometimes, if it is 10 or 10:30, and if it is becoming 11 every day, don't expect any good Amrit Vela. No matter what you do. For best Amrit Vela, or the Amrit Vela should start at 2 o'clock. So best to get up before 2. So as to have a very powerful Amrit Vela. So as to have deep connection with Baba. So as to experience that deep silence. And fill the soul for next 4 hours. With divine love. And the soul which is filled with divine love for 4 hours early in the morning, can anybody attract him throughout the day? Just to do Amrit Vela somehow from 4 to 4:45 with a lot of burden, and how can you expect, how can you fill yourself with divine love? When are you going to experience bodiless stage? When are you going to express the stage in Paramdham? When are you going to express and experience giving Sakash to the world? So many things have to be done. So, this is a time of untimely death. Yesterday Baba said. So first focus on Amrit Vela and make it as strong as possible. And again, one more thing. It's not about duration. It's about quality. But then again, it is also about duration. When you have more time, then you can think of improving the quality also. When you are hardly have 45 minutes and then you are trying to cram so many things into that, it's not possible. Filling one's heart with divine love takes time. Chit-chat, talking, bodiless stage and many other things. Om Shanti.